Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the show Bill Fox, Chair of FSB Kent and Medway, and the lovely Alison Palmer, Business Development FSB. Folks, hello.
Hi, great. Good to be here.
Hello, guys. Nice to be back.
It's good to see you again. So thank you so much for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming Small Business Saturday and what FSB Kent and Medway are kind of doing to get involved in that, yeah?
Fantastic.
Yeah, so off you go.
FSB is really pleased to support the Small Business Saturday, which is a nationwide social media campaign. It gets loads of press coverage. Mm. Last year, I think it sort of topped around about 3.5 million views on Facebook.
Wow.
So for something for small businesses to get involved in, the FSB is saying, let's all do it. It's such good fun. It's easy. It's accessible. So in Kent, we've been running a few networking sessions. I think, Paul, you've got one coming up this week.
Exactly. So let's set the scene for this. Small Business Saturday is actually on December the 5th, isn't it?
Right, yes.
Saturday, December the 5th. And FSB Kent and Medway have decided to really go for it this year and kind of promote it alongside the other national promotions, but to get more independent businesses involved in it locally.
Yeah, and just to celebrate all the small businesses that we know are out there working really hard. It's to give them a spotlight for one day. So lots of run-up, loads of media and activity and social media in the run-up to it, but on Saturday 5th of December, that's the actual day when we all want to go out and support small businesses, not just on that one day, but remembering they're there for the rest of the year.
Make that extra special effort to go to your local butcher, baker, candlestick maker and everything. It's so
when,
much better.
When small businesses are up against big old campaigns like Black Friday, well, do you know, I think this is a lovely alternative to that.
Absolutely.
Actually, our independent retailers, your kind of food producers, jewels that you all know and love, they're the guys actually that we really want to keep going.
Yeah. Absolutely. And as you say, FSB Kent and Medway are running a series of free networking events in the lead up to Small Business Saturday to encourage people in the business community to get involved.
Exactly. It's really simple. There's a great website, smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com. You can download a free marketing pack, which will be sent straight to your business. It doesn't have to be a high street retailer either. It could be a manufacturer's, could be an office space. Everyone can get involved in all the social social media activity that's going on. And then we've got quite a few local councils and MPs who said, oh, we love this. We want to show our support as well. So that's where the FSB is drawing on those key decision makers, making sure they're aware of it and getting their local turkey from the local shops.
Absolutely. We had the first of the network, sorry Jules, we had the first of the network meetings last night at Western Hanger Castle, just around the corner here, with lovely Sarah Paul, and Bill was there, and we were joined there by David Monk, who's the leader of Shetway Council, who told us about their activities over Small Business Saturday, and he made his announcement that they will be having free parking in Shepway on December the 5th, which is always
excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
What a gesture as well to do that.
Well, I don't want to be negative here, but I just need to put this dig in.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing that all these councils recognise that free parking is a really great boost to business?
It's a fabulous way of getting the customers are happy, businesses can really do more. If you know you can pop in and out of your local shops with free parking, it's an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And lots of councils that we've written to have said, they really are supporting their local communities, and there's lots of different sort of free parking and things on offer in the run-up towards Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
Gravesham have got loads going on, Dover Council, Medway have got lots of different Christmas fairs. So we're making sure that we're talking to them on that sort of county-wide level and nudging them and saying, look, 99% of the economy are all these small businesses. What else can we do to make sure that we're supporting them?
And it does make a big difference for small businesses.
This is Bill speaking now. The lovely Bill.
The lovely Bill in blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget the blue.
Wearing the healing blue, listener.
Cornflower blue, that is.
Yeah. No, I think this year, especially with the new regional team that we've got, makes a big difference. We're getting out there and showing people that the FSB are out there, we mean business, and we're supporting small, independent businesses to do their business. It's very hard out there, so the more people get involved, the more people buy from local businesses, more money stays in the local community.
Absolutely, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. So there's a series of things. The first one was last night, actually, at Western Hanger Castle. There's one tonight,
tonight at the Hilton Hotel in Maidstone.
Yep.
And there's one coming
tomorrow night is at the Innovation Centre in Chatham.
Yep, that's with Zoe Cairns, who's hosting that one, another member of our new regional team.
Yep.
We've got one on Monday in Tunbridge. The council leader's coming along. That's at the Rose and Crown in Tunbridge High Street.
So fantastic.
Thursday, Paul, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Thursday.
Thursdays.
What are we talking about that?
Thursday's in Canterbury at Fruitworks.
Fruitworks.
air at 6 p.m.
Lovely.
And we have Simon Cook, the leader of Canterbury City Council, will be there. So do come along to that. It's a free event, free tea and coffee and bickies.
Is there free beer anymore?
Not that one. It's free beer at Create. But
that's the one I like.
Yeah.
We'll sort that next time.
No. So there's a series around the county in Tunbridge, Maidstone, Medway, and Canterbury, and there was one last night in Folkestone, talking about what the FSB, Kent and Medway, are doing to promote Small Business Saturday, and asking you guys to get involved. Are you guys being the small independent businesses out there in Kentland?
And this is where I think the FSB, and I'll say this because I believe in it, it's quite an interesting sort of setup because it's run by the volunteers. So everyone, so Bill Fox right here as our regional chairman, has now got a new team of volunteers who are pretty busy running their own business or businesses, Paul. So loads of really brilliant champions and advocates of small businesses across the county who are giving up a bit of time to organise these kinds of events for the benefit of loads of other businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think for me it's great to work with a team of like-minded business people that own businesses. They understand the challenges that businesses face, and it's really important that you know, we know how we can help those businesses. We're member led, member driven, so it's very important that we get the feedback from members in Kent. What are you looking for?
Absolutely. And if you are a micro or small business out there and you're not currently part of the FSB, you really ought to consider joining. Just have a look at the website, fsb.org. Check it out. Have a look. Just see what the benefits are.
Yeah.
There are lots and lots of benefits to being a member. Over and above any of these networking meetings, just general benefits of cheap insurance, broadband, legal advice and all kinds of things.
I was talking to one fellow business owner the other day who said something they found really useful was the recruitment template. They got online, they spoke to the legal helpline, and the FSB made a bespoke recruitment template for them, put in a little extra bit in the contract to make it completely relevant to their business, which otherwise they wouldn't have had the time or technical legal knowledge to complete
or
themselves.
The money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that kind of covers their membership straight away, really, those legal fees.
Absolutely.
So just remind us on how much it costs to join you.
It starts from £160 a year if you're a sole trader, and it goes up to about £800 a year, but that's for the bigger businesses with up to 249 employees.
Right,
so 160 for a small. Well,
yeah.
That's
incredible. You get your money back using just one of the services,
well,
like cheap
out,
insurance.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
It's
I want to have
Jules.
A meal out with you, Jules.
It's for Jules, yeah.
That's just for the drinks.
Yeah, that's a snack for Jules, that is, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, do get involved with these free networking events around the county. Do get involved on December the 5th supporting Small Business Saturday. We've got a couple of hashtags you can use. You can use the hashtag SmallBizSatUK and hashtag FSB Kent.
Correct.
So if you do anything to support Small Business Saturday, if you use those two hashtags on social media, you'll get kind of thrown into
Share
the melee of everything.
You say them again, Paul.
It's SmallBizSatUK.
Yeah.
And hashtag FSB Kent.
Right, and Alison, will you just read out the website, the small business website, please, again?
The Small Business Saturday website is smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com.
Brilliant, thank you.
Paul's mentioned their hashtag. The FSB website is www.fsb.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Heaps of info on there. Yeah, and there's loads going on. There's Small Business Saturday just a couple of days before that as well. We've got a skills event because that's something
30,
else.
30 skills.
There you
Absolutely.
Go. 30 businesses in a room, 30 students. What's going to happen when they meet and speed network together?
Mm.
So there's kind of those other issues as well that we're looking at on a long-term basis. What is it that the businesses are telling us they really need? They need better skilled employees.
Mm.
So we're setting up different kind of pilot schemes and projects. We're working very closely with lots of universities across Kent to see what practical steps we can put in place to help some businesses across the county.
Absolutely. Listen, all of the websites that we've given you and all of the details are actually on Kent Business Radio website. If you go into kentbusinessradio.co.uk and go into the blog section, there's a blog that lists all of the events that FSB Kent and Medway are running. And in that blog are links to book your places and find out the addresses and the times and all of that. There's also a whole blog which is entitled Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that's got a list of all these networking events we're talking about and links to the booking pages for those.
Brilliant.
And it tells you what to do and how to do it. And it's got all the websites on there. Or if you just want to find out more about the FSB as an organisation, smack in the middle of the homepage on Kent Business Radio is a big, big logo of FSB. If you click on that, that goes to the national website, and you can find out all about becoming a member and joining online, or just looking at what they do and some of the things that, that they've been involved in. And the FSB are also a lobbying organisation. They do a lot of work speaking to government about things that affect the small business community. So do go in and have a look at some of the projects they're running and some of the programs they're running in terms of lobbying government on various issues like broadband and small business finance and business rates and all the other things that affect us.
Yeah, the big one coming up is the autumn statement, 25th of November. Mm. So some of my colleagues, I think they phrased it, we're going to get the Chancellor in a headlock, he said, because every year we come up again about the small business rates relief.
Yeah.
We've got a team of real experts at head office who lobby the case on behalf of our 200,000 members and say, you can't not do this, you have to keep this going. And actually, we want the small business rates relief to be permanent.
Absolutely. Yes.
But every year we have to keep going back to the Chancellor saying, look, don't dally with us, don't play with us like this.
You tease, George. Yeah.
So, yeah, Peter O'Connell in a headlock with the Chancellor, sorting that one out.
Just while you're talking about that, I need to mention this for the people that it affects. David Monk, leader of Shetway Council, did tell us last night that Shetway Council have instituted a scheme where discretionarily, if you're struggling, they will look at helping you with business rates. It's a discretionary scheme, and you have to talk to them about what your needs are, but they are happy to help you. So do go into the Shetway District Council website. If you're based anywhere in South East Kent, in Folkestone or Hythe or Western Hanger or Dimchurch or anywhere around South East Kent, if you're a business there, Shetway Council have now a discretionary service where they will give you rate relief or some discount.
It's really worth looking into.
Yeah,
definitely going to direct to your council, because there's lots of other options. There's the rural rates relief as well as the small business rates relief.
Absolutely.
It's complicated, but it's worth spending a bit of time sorting it out.
And this is why we love these guys, because you know everything, but also you're
you know everything.
But your enthusiasm.
The answer's 42.
mostly.
But your enthusiasm for it just shines through. I love it. Yeah.
But I think earlier, Jules, we were talking about the amount of tweets that you guys get when you're out tweeting and you know, social media, whereas people that work for other companies don't do that. I think by being a small business in ourselves, we're passionate about helping other small businesses.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was having a conversation with a bigger company the other day, and they have got rid of their sales team in-house because they couldn't afford to sort of pay them, basically, and they've outsourced it. It will never be the same as, you know, people actually working the business, in my opinion.
No, but again, I think people buy from people. People still buy from people.
Yeah.
I know there's a place for the internet, there's some things work, but I think people like face-to-face contact, especially if you're doing technical sales, and a range of selling, is important that you know the person, you know the company, and you get the service that, you know, makes you buy from a certain client or customer.
And that's where we're doing quite a lot of collaborative work as well. So the events that we run, it's not just us. It's us and lots of other local businesses taking part.
Exactly.
It's the local councils we invite. It's the MPs that we get along, so they listen
to us. And you do things in conjunction with other organisations like the Chambers of Commerce and schools and colleges and things like that, do you not?
Yeah, we do. Cool.
Well, I think we're focused on helping business. I mean, again, I think everybody that's in this chosen sector helps businesses, because that's what we're here to do. So we can talk to the Chambers, we can talk to the IOD. Mm. We're here to help businesses in Kent improve.
Absolutely.
We've had a tweet here from Lisa Marie Settle, who is the director of Telcare, telecommunications company in Kent. And she said to FSB Kent, I will be ordering my turkey in local village butchers on Small Biz Saturday UK.
Thanks, Lisa. What time do you want us?
Fit four more around the table.
Has she got the sprouts on already?
And Paul's a nice tutu we can wear when he delivers it.
Oh, don't start. Don't start. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he could go on top of the tree.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. On that note, we're going to chuck everyone out. Massive thank you, guys. Thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having us. I know how busy you are.
You've got to get off to Dover for another appointment.
We're going to talk about Operation Stack and be all serious now.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to raise
give
that
someone
issue.
A poke
we
in
haven't
the eye
forgotten
for us.
About it, don't you worry.
What's happening with Operation Stack?
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
There's lots going on. I mean, obviously, Paul Carter's been talking about it at a very high level. They've had the Chancellor again and different people in meetings. I think it's being taken seriously now.
At last,
It's certainly being recognised as a national issue, not just an issue for Kent. And certainly it affects our members across the whole of the UK. So we're going down again, banging doors on behalf of our FSB members.
We're keeping it the topic rumbling along along behind the scenes before it all rears up again. So, yeah, we're talking to the Port of Dover this afternoon. We're wanting to make sure that we've got really good steps forward and that we're all keeping part of that argument so that we're really representing small businesses.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks again.
Bill Fox, Chair of FSB Kent and Medway, and Alison Palmer, Business Development. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy beating them up at Dover.
Yeah.
And we'll see you again soon, folks.
Lovely,
and let's look forward to a massive, massive Small Business Saturday.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Cheers.
We're going to play some tunage.
You're going to make something Southern Carolina?